I think that Jesus, as we read about him in the Gospel of Luke, is the kind of person who would feel right at home here in the valley. Nearly every time we encounter Jesus in the Gospel of Luke, he's either at a dinner party or talking about a dinner party that he's been to. And if I've learned one thing in the last 16 months here, it's that our unofficial motto is, where two or three are gathered, there shall be lots of food. But in all seriousness, here we encounter Jesus. And while he isn't sitting down to dinner in this story, one of the complaints being leveled against him has everything to do with eating. More precisely, who Jesus chooses as his dinner companions. And so, in yet another scene from the Gospels, we find a group of people, the leadership, the Pharisees and scribes, grumbling. You might remember something similar to this from a few weeks ago, when we read in the previous chapter in Luke about Jesus at a dinner party and how he was critiquing people for how they went about choosing the seats that they sat at the table. There, as in here, it was Jesus spending time with the religious leaders and the Pharisees and anyone else who happened to be around. And what we remarked on a few weeks ago bears repeating today. No matter the grumbling or the general antagonism that Jesus faces again and again from the Pharisees, Jesus continues to spend time with them. He continues to sit with them and engage with them over and over again. And our story this morning is no different. The Pharisees and the scribes are grumpy because Jesus is continuing to welcome everyone, continuing to place priority on relationship with everyone, even those who they don't think should belong. And so as we see over and over again in the Gospels, Jesus engages with their grumpiness by telling a story of a person noticing that one of their sheep is missing and seeking it out, searching until he finds that one sheep and returns it to the flock. And a story of a woman noticing her coin bank is one coin short and tearing apart the house, searching every corner until she finds that one missing and returns it to her savings. But the thing is, that one thing that's lost, whether it's a sheep, a coin, or even a human being, it's already part of the flock. It's already one of the coins in the jar. It isn't some unknown soul that has to be sought and saved. No, it already belongs, and it's already beloved. Which makes me ask the question, who are those who Jesus is suggesting are lost? Is it the tax collectors and the sinners who have already caused the Pharisees to grumble? Is it the Pharisees who seem to not understand Jesus' motives in hanging out with everyone? Is it someone else? But I think more important than a classification of who's lost and who's found, who's in and who's out, is, I think, the outcome of both of these short stories that Jesus tells. Both of them, the shepherd and the woman, have the exact same response to finding that which was lost. They go, call together all their friends and neighbors and have a party. They have a celebration so that they can all rejoice together. It seems like this joy that they are experiencing is so great, so profound, that they can't keep it to themselves. And I love that reminder that the purpose and the outcome of our searching and finding is actually to call us into relationship. Relationship with God, yes, but also relationship with each other. To call us to get to know our neighbors. Even the Pharisees in this story are being called into empathetic celebration with all the rest of them. And along with that call to relationship is also a call to return to joy. Not superficial happiness that pretends that everything's okay even when it's not. But joy. Joy is that deep, abiding presence that relationship with God brings. Joy that can still be there, deep inside, even when we're grieving, even when we're journeying through some challenging health stuff, even when we're stressed out, or if it just feels like things aren't going our way. Return to relationship. Return to community. Return to joy. That kind of joy that grounds us in the knowledge that God so loves every single one of her beloved children that when she notices us missing from the party, when she notices us quiet off in the corner, she wants to find us. Draw us back in and remind us of what God knew all along. You are important. You are beloved. You belong. Amen.